Om Shanti. 6th November 2019, Wednesday. This is from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, examine yourselves and see for how long you have remembrance of the Father. Because there is profit in remembrance and there is loss in forgetting. Sweet children, examine yourself and see for yourself how long you have the remembrance of the Father, because there is profit in remembrance and there is loss in forgetting. So Baba is telling us to do this soul searching. Soul searching means self-analysis. Soul searching means self introspection, retrospection, critical analysis of one's own mind. So this soul searching process should go on all the time, x-raying one's mind. How much I am in remembrance? Because there is profit in remembrance and there is loss in forgetfulness. So first of all, what is the loss in forgetfulness? What is the loss in forgetting Father? Arvind bhai? Yes? Less energy. So when you forget the Father, what happens? Loss of happiness. Your happiness is stolen, kidnapped, hijacked, or robbed by Maya. So when you forget the Father, your happiness is gone. Your energy becomes less. Then income, you become bankrupt. You become bankrupt. You become tired, you feel fatigue, heaviness, and your sinful actions would not get absolved. What else? When you forget the Father, what is the condition? Maya is defeating you. So Maya becomes all the more powerful when we forget the Father. What else? Laziness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the queue of questions starts. 100 questions, why this Maya has come, why this Maya has come, from where it has come, as Baba said in Sunday's Murli, what color it was green, yellow, blue, what Maya it was, why it has come to me, why it comes only to me, from where it has come, from this side it has come or that side it has come. So you start researching Maya. Baba said, go into the depth of Gyan, not in the depth of things. So when you forget Baba, fear comes. You become fearful. And then you cry. You start playing with mud, as Baba said the other day. You are jewels, you should play with jewels. You are jewels, and Baba is surprised that you are playing with specks of mud. Jewels should play with jewels. They should not play with mud. So, and then you say, we have become dirty, clean us, clean us, clean us. And then you cry and cry out. So when you forget the Father, Maya comes. What else? Oh, so you cannot experience all different relationships with the Father, or you get caught up in the relationships of the world. Because human nature is such that it wants relationships. Without relationship, it is stagnated. So, when you don't have relationship with the Father, naturally you start making relationships with others. And making relationships with others trap you. You're caught unawares. And every sambandh in this Kali Yuga, in this world of Kali, is bandhan, is a bondage, is a slavery. What else? Powers don't work. Okay. So you become less powerful. When you forget father, what happens?
Low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem. You suffer from either inferiority complex or superiority complex. Both. Either ego will enter or feeling of inferiority, self-victimization, all those things will happen. Both so down. Complexes.
Both down and ocean of
poison. Okay, so boat, your boat of confluence agent ship would get capsized. What else? Mind?
Hanging.
Mind is hanging.
Hanging.
Where? Okay. So mind will come to a stop, it will come to a halt. So thinking will come to a halt. There would be a mental blockages. There would be a strong mental blockages. So your clarity of the mind, your thinking would become muddled. What else? What is Srimad? So Brahmin life is all about segregation. What is Srimad? What is Manmad? What is Paramad? You have to segregate, separate these three things. One who has learned to separate Srimad, Manmad, Paramad can lead this life and be remain happy throughout. When you don't know what is Srimad, what is Manmad and what is Paramad, where you are introducing Manmad into Srimad and where you are putting Paramad into Srimad, all this creates confusion. So when you forget father, you forget Srimad. And when you forget Srimad, you fall down. So all powers, decision power, discriminating power, adjusting power, tolerating power, power to pack up, power to cooperate, all eight powers, they become nil or they get reduced. What else? When we forget the father, what happens? What else? Oh, you don't experience father's help. So Baba says, if you remember me, I will remember you. So you don't experience father's help. Mm-hmm. What else? The shade is lost. The canopy is flown away. What else? You feel difficulty in Purusharth. Mm-hmm. So when we forget father, we become heavy. Lightness is lost. Heaviness comes. Brahmin life is all about lightness. So lightness is not there. Person is heavy. He is not living in the present. He is brooding over the past or anxious about future. So fears, anxieties, insecurities, phobias, insomnia, can't sleep, restlessness, all these things come when we forget the father. What else? Courage. So in the face of difficult situations, everybody needs courage. And many difficult situations are going to come in life. Very tough situations, very difficult situations, and for facing such situations, you need very strong courage. You have to pluck up, muster up all your courage. Then only you can face, you can tackle, encounter, you can defeat the circumstances, otherwise not. What else? Okay, so sins would increase. Because when you forget the father, automatically mind is not clear and you don't understand what to do and what not to do, and most of the things that you will do, that would be sinful. So your burden of sins would increase and wastage, waste thoughts would come.
Time waste,
lot of time waste, time waste, energy waste, money waste, vital force waste, everything. There would be a series of battery of wastage would start. You will increase your waste account. Okay. So negative karmic account will start. Heaven, they have no time to think of heaven. They are so much lost in the waste.
Battery is
totally discharged. And what else? Forgetting father would make one body conscious. And once body conscious comes, it will trigger all other vices. When everything will come, you don't have to call. They will come uninvited. All guests of Maya. Lust will come, anger will come, everything will come automatically. Because if one comes, everybody comes. There is a lot of unity. Gateway of India. So there is a lot of unity in all the vices. They can't live without each other. They are ready to die for each other. They are so much united. They are head over heels in love with each other. All vices. They love each other too much. There is never a fight between vices. They are never. They don't fight. They love with. They live with harmony. They live with unity. All the vices. If one comes, everybody follows.
Baba says, "Na baal bachche ho
pengal." Yeah. So there is one family, and there is never any quarrel in their family. They are live as one. Yeah, so even if small thing comes, everything comes. So, body consciousness, and once body consciousness comes, everything follows. So, forgetting father leads to so many things. And your interest would decline. Interest in jivids goes down. No gyan, no yoga, no dharana, and no seva. You don't feel like to do any seva. Why to waste time in seva? Let's enjoy life. Find out where is the dinner today. Find out what special is being made. Find out which places we have yet not visited. So mind is engaged in these two things. Outings and eatings. What is being prepared where? And which places we have yet not visited? Let's go and visit. And the top put the label of seva for protection. So that nobody should blame us. If somebody asks, we will say we had gone for service. This is Baba's service. So, desires go unchecked. When body consciousness comes, there is a decline in jnana, yoga, dharana and seva. No interest in jnana. What to listen to Murli? Why to read Murli? Same thing, same repetition. The father has come. The destruction is ahead. It's a time to go back. Imbibe divine virtues. There's a load of sins on your head. It's a time to burn those sins. Increase the chart of yoga. Do service. The same thing again and again. Why? There's no newness. Regarding yoga, very dull and drab subject. Dharanas, we are in jnana from so many years. No need to focus on this. We are already embodiment of dharana. And regarding seva, enough we have done. Now it's the time for others to give chance. Go ahead. So we have done enough seva. These younger generation should do seva now. So there is a decline of interest in jnana, yoga, dharana, seva. Whenever we forget the father. What else? Okay, now come to another question. There is a profit in remembrance and loss in forgetting. So what is the profit of remembrance? When you remember Baba too much, what happens? You become powerful. How much powerful? In last Sunday's Murli Baba said, you are on one side and the countless people of the world are on another side. Akshoini Sena. This is all the warriors. How many warriors? 2,18,700. These many people are on another side and you on one side. So you become powerful. What else? You become pure. The more the remembrance, the more the purity. And purity is the first thing. of this Brahmin life.
Touching.
Touching power increases. Last Sunday's Murli, talking with parties, Baba said, when you do Manan, you have enthusiasm, Umang Utsa. When you have enthusiasm, you get new touchings from Father. When you get new touchings, there would be newness in Seva. And when there is a newness in Seva, you are happy. This is in last Sunday's Murli while talking with parties. And here, you feel happy for your fortune. So, through remembrance comes happiness. Through remembrance comes power. Through remembrance comes joy, power, energy, newness, purity. Your intellect becomes divine. All the alloy which is there is removed. Healing power. You can first heal your own body. If there is a pain, try to heal the body with your own power of healing. You can do these experiments. Whenever there is any pain, severe pain, try to heal it with power, your own power. If there is a severe pain, say that I am more powerful than this pain. This pain is below, I am above. And keep on repeating that. I am more powerful than this pain. The pain is below, I am above. The pain is below, I am above. I am more powerful than the pain. I am more powerful than anything of this world. So, heal yourself. Heal thyself. What is? Okay, so we can examine our own weaknesses, our faults, our failures, our defects, our imperfection, and correct them. Checking and changing. Check yourself, change yourself. Controlling power, ruling power. What else?
Sleeping
what?
Good sleep.
Okay, so you have a good short sleep, but very sound sleep. Time management. Okay. Mind is clear. When the soul is in remembrance, there is no confusion. Mind is very clear. There is lightness, there is no confusion, there is clarity. Intellect knows what to do and what not to do. And there is no time waste. And we can take good decisions throughout the day. And we feel happy that everything is going on so well. No heaviness. Yes, Kamlesh, what happens? Because of remembrance. You become healthy. Baba says, you become healthy, wealthy and happy. Oh, they will not see you. You will disappear and Father will be seen. So Son reveals the Father. Son shows the Father. What is? Silence power increases.
Powerful
atmosphere is created. What else? Okay, the power of attraction will work. Whatever is within us, that will be thrown into the atmosphere and the same, it will pull. So, law of attraction. You can memorize things, yeah, this is a very good thing. Your power to memorize, memory power will increase. Memory will become very, very sharp. You read once and you remember. You don't have to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. And you can read very fast. One is to read like this, line by line. Another is to read like this. You start reading like this. There's a book. One is to read like this. Another is to read like this. Like this. And the concentration, focus. The secret of any success is just one word. Focus. It's not about somebody is very intelligent and somebody is less intelligent. It's not about that. It's about focus. For example, there is a college boy who is very intelligent. Okay. He's very intelligent, always a topper. And suddenly he falls in love with somebody. Now he's always thinking about her. And she is not coming in class. Why she is not coming? Is she sick? Let me call up and ask, how are you? So what has happened? He was the brightest student. And now he has gone down. Why? Because focus is changed. So there is a change of focus now.
Target changed.
Focus is changed. The secret of anything in life is just one thing, focus. He was focused, that's why he was intelligent. All other students were enjoying parties and other things. But he was focused. But now, he has become unfocused. So everything is gone. So when you are in the remembrance, you remain focused. So today's essence, sweet children, examine yourself. How do we examine ourselves? Examine yourself. Just as some inspector comes in school, how he examines? Whenever there is a hospital inspection, they are so particular. I remember in our hospital there were examination. So they came in our OPD and there were lot many drug samples given by MR were kept. He just picked up one and that was out of expiry. That was the only one which was had gone expiry. He just picked up only that one. So they are so particular and those things we don't use. They were just lying like that. So they are so particular. If the table is like this, they will put the hand below and see there is a dust. So whenever there is an inspection should be very, very strict. You should not be loose in inspection. So inspection, sweet children, examine yourself. Self-examination. Be your own examiner. Be your own inspector. And see for how long you have remembrance of the Father, because there is a profit in remembrance and there is a loss in forgetting. Om Shanti.